We're delighted. It's taken a long time in the making, but it's a really great day for Hull. It's a great day for manufacturing, and it's a great day for the offshore wind industry.
What's it going to mean for Siemens as a company now moving forward? This is some considerable investment. In total, it's £310 million, thousands of jobs created as well. But what's it going to mean for your company?
Well, it's part of our commitment to manufacturing industry and to the offshore wind industry. We know that the future for the world is to get its energy from low carbon sources, and the UK's best opportunity is offshore wind. It's taken a long time, but we're now in a position where we can see that the UK has a strong future in offshore wind, and we want to be part of that.
Of course, and we're stood outside of Porthouse here at Alexandra Dock, which is where one of the sites is going to be for your project. Just further down the road, just outside of Salt End at Poole, there's also going to be another one. It's a huge infrastructure that's going to be put in here, isn't it?
That's right. This is the two sites together are part of, for want of a better word, industrialising the process of building offshore wind farms. We have to get the cost down, we have to do it safely, and we have to do it on a large scale. And so we needed enough space to be able to build our turbine blades, then to do the final assembly of the turbines and have the installation port. And we'll also have a service depot here as well.
So going forward, it's going to be a real one-stop shop, I suppose, for the renewables industry, especially with the wind turbines.
We hope so. And we hope that the fact that Siemens is located here will attract other people, other parts of the supply chain, to come and locate just down the road somewhere.
I mean, it's been a long time coming, I think 4 years in total of the planning for this. Can you talk us through that process and what has it entailed and how have we got to today?
We certainly didn't expect it to take this long when we started the process. There's been a couple of things going on in parallel. Obviously, here in Hull, we've had to do a whole planning and consenting process and all the environmental impact assessments and all the rest of the stuff that you have to do when you're building anything. And that's all worked really well. And particularly the Poole site, the environmental measures around that are going to work really well. Separately, we've had things going on both globally and nationally. The UK has been reviewing its energy policy for the last 4 years, but that was all settled when the government passed the Energy Act just before Christmas. And globally, of course, there's been a recession, which has delayed a lot of countries in investing in all kinds of things, not least renewable energy. But we now think that the signs are strong enough that there's a real opportunity for Britain, and we want to be part of that.
Yeah. What was it about Hull that attracted you to want to come here?
Several things about the location. Proximity to the future wind farms, the size of the estuary. These boats that will be taking our kits of parts for wind turbines are not small. The blades are 75 metres long, and when they hang over the side of a boat, you need a big river to take them down. We also needed a large area to be able to lay these pieces of equipment down before we install them. And it has to be extra strong as well. When you put a turbine tower up on its end, it might be 250 tonnes standing on one end. And if you don't have a really strong dockside, it just sinks into the ground. So there were several things that we needed about the site, and that's partly why ABP is investing £150 million in bringing the facility up to the standard that we need.
Yeah, how has that, you've obviously worked very closely with ABP and also the local authorities and MPs on this, but how important was that partnership working on getting this project to come to fruition?
It's been essential, and we do want to thank all the people of Hull who've had some involvement in this along the line, and the patience of the people of Hull. It's taken us a lot longer than we'd hoped, but I hope now that we've made this decision, we will start construction works end of the summer. We'll have the first output of the factory by 2016, and we'll be in full manufacturing capacity by 2017. So I hope things will move a bit faster now we're here.
It'll be an incredibly proud moment when you see the first pieces roll off the production line, won't it?
It certainly will. And this is high-tech manufacturing. These things are, once upon a time, the wind turbine industry was sort of agricultural. And these days, we have some of the highest technology, some of the largest and most complicated structures that are used in any industry in the world, in the offshore wind industry. And it's been fascinating to have been part of that industry for 10 years so far. And to see how it's grown.
And looking at the Humber region as a whole, there's obviously your project here, there's lots of other renewable energy projects taking place on the North Bank, but on the South Bank we've also seen large-scale developments there and large-scale developments in the works. How important is this region going to be in the future of the UK's energy industry?
Well, hubs are great. Hubs bring a concentration of people and skills and innovation, and so the more the merrier, really. We wish other people and their developments all the best. We're here and we're very happy to be here in Greenport Hull and at the Paul site, and Siemens will make the most of our part, but we'd love to see other people come and locate around us.
I mean, I suppose as well, by having other companies relocate as well, you can learn from them, they can learn from you, and it really helps to strengthen the offering which the UK has.
That's right, and we've seen it in all kinds of other industries. The ultimate example is financial services in the City of London, but let's get a bit of that to come up to the northeast.
Yeah. Just finally as well, you mentioned the skills. There's a lot of talk as well about the future for the workforce here in Hull. That's obviously going to be something that you will be paying a lot of attention to. What would you like to see as far as training and skills and the way that we're teaching our young people, especially in the city?
Well, to any young person at any time, I'd always say the science, technology, engineering and maths subjects are really vital. To have an understanding, an appreciation of science, an insight into engineering, to be able to do even basic maths is really important for anyone who wants to work in a modern factory, in the modern world, really. So, you know, we're always looking for those sorts of skills. We're a manufacturing company. The sorts of skills that will be involved there will be everything from the obvious engineering ones, but we'll need financial people, we'll need creative design people, we'll need all kinds of skills, and we want to source as many of those as we can locally, and we're already talking with local training institutions about how we can help develop those sorts of skills. And we've actually we're going live with a website today which will start to give people details of the jobs as they become available over the next few months.